In 1967, for example, they wanted to celebrate Canada's centennial with a big to-do at the Jubilee Auditorium, which you may be familiar with, the Northern Alberta Jubilee Auditorium. They wanted the general community to come to that celebration, where there would be Hungarian folk dancing, all the usual stuff, right? But also classical music and recitations of poetry, etc. So they thought, we've got to have a draw, some kind of a draw. So one of their friends had been the next-door neighbor of the Zsa Zsa sister, the Gabor sisters, Zsa Zsa and Ava, and whatever the third one's name is. So she phoned Zsa Zsa in Hollywood, wherever she lived, in Los Angeles, and invited her. And she came with a different outfit. Like, there must have been 10 outfits, because during the course of the evening, she had a different outfit on after each act, so to speak. And I was one of the acts. I was one of the acts, because I guess I was good at Hungarian school. I was pretty good at it academically. And so my pronunciation was good. So Father Hammer decided that I would recite Alexander Petőfi's patriotic poem from the Liberal Revolution of 1848. So I was nominated for this honor, which terrified me, but I did it. And afterwards, I remember being backstage and Zsa Zsa coming up to me. And I just still remember I was 9 years old, and, or was I 10? I can't remember. I think I was 9. And she bent over. She was very lovely. I think she must have been in her 40s at that time. Big, bouffant, blonde hair. And she bent over, offering me an ample view of her formidable bosom. And she kissed me on one of the cheeks, and she pinched me on the other and said, "Yoy de Edeshwa, you're so sweet." And I didn't wash my cheek for a week.